GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show with one of the two money men on our program. Who's the guy from Bangor Savings Bank who says...
You matter more.
It's Paul Carmi. There he is right there. Tom Hicks is taking care of business with family today, not joining us. The way to a man's heart is through his stomach. The way to a man's wallet is through his heart, apparently, as we approach Valentine's Day, because people spend a lot of money on love stuff this time of year. Flowers. Candy. Chocolate.
More flowers.
To stop us when we're wrong, Paul.
Underwear.
Maybe. Underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy lingerie.
Lingerie.
Oh, okay. That's
sometimes
different.
Pajamas.
Well, underwear. Yes. You want to be lingerie.
I'm just saying.
What are you saying?
I don't think. I'm not gonna.
Usually you have a disclaimer about not being.
I will give a disclaimer in this case.
Let me fire up. Let us ask you. How much do you blow on Valentine's? Let me rephrase that.
Say blow. It's like
money?
A waste. It's not a waste. It's a celebration of love, Rick.
Sarcasm filter. Active.
Let me turn that sucker on. How much money do you spend on Valentine's Day? Send a text message to us, would you? The MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. And then the follow-up question. Did the investment pay off? Just asking.
So...
In what way?
I don't know what that means.
Oh, come on.
Okay, so on this topic.
No, there are single people.
Yes, and did you spend money on Valentine's Day, and did the investment, did you find true love? That's what I'm saying. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking that I was able, when my wife was with me, I was able to go home.
your keys still fit in the door.
My keys fit in the door.
Oh. Okay.
So there's
Paul. Right.
All right. So there is some data around this.
Tell us the data on Valentine's Day.
And the question asked, I find this interesting. The question is not how much do you spend. How much, although that data is out there, but this one I like. How much do you expect to be spent on you for Valentine's Day?
Oh, Lord.
Well, I know the number, or at least I'm told the number that we do spend. So
and
I don't know what the expectation is.
So the categories were nothing.
Uh-huh.
He said, I don't want anything.
No.
It's about a third, 27% of people.
How much?
Say nothing.
27?
Don't spend anything on me.
That's what I said.
They don't mean that, but they say that.
The next third, $1 to $49, another third, 31%. And then $50 to $100, another third, more or less, 34%. But there's a sliver of folks who say, my expectation is that $100 or more be spent on me for Valentine's
Day. Expectation is $100.
Among like about 8% of people.
This person writes to us, I spend around $400 to $500, but I'm going to edit the comment here. But it's her birthday too, so
oh,
I have
see,
to.
The Mrs. Tormey's birthday.
The lovely.
Is very close to Valentine, not on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
But I know enough, because I learned this from my mother, whose birthday is very close to Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You can't combo. You cannot.
Don't do
combo.
That. No, you're right. Do not combo. Don't say, this is a combination Valentine birthday present.
Right.
That's worse than
asking be separate.
Other questions. There.
This person says, I spend about $300. It makes my wife happy, so I consider it money well spent. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. We're talking with Valentine's Day with money man Paul Tormey. How much do you spend, or how much do you expect her or him to spend on you?
So me and my husband, we have two young kids, and we don't really go out and do a lot of things together. So just because it costs money. So on Valentine's Day, a lot of times what we'll do is we'll take $30 and we'll go to the store and we will prepare ourselves together, like a really nice dinner. Like we'll do scallops and just things that we wouldn't normally buy. Mm. And we do it together like that because it's less expensive, but we can still enjoy it.
You see, I think that's fantastic.
I bet your kids are going to remember that forever and ever, and then they're going to do it with their families too. Here's the hope, at least.
Well, here's a question.
Thank you, caller.
We are talking about males doing something for females.
Well, it could be anything.
No, according to this study.
It could be anything.
As he said, it's females, but it's either.
I know what I want to steal your thunder. I know what the average is. At least I've read what the average person spends.
And?
It's almost $200.
Mm.
It's $196.31 is what the average American spends on Valentine's Day. That adds up to $27 billion holiday.
This person writes,
crazy.
I spend $50 to $60. My wife doesn't like flowers or chocolates. She prefers lobster. And yes, it pays off every time.
Well, let's talk about what people buy.
Yes, please.
So the big one, still candy.
Yeah.
Yep. Half the people plan to buy candy. Cards is right up there, 43%. Flowers.
Can we park on cards just for a second?
Yes.
I never realized how important the card was.
Don't do it by email.
Until the lovely Mrs. Tyler.
Do not do an email.
Oh, my word. No, I have. That's what. And text message, way out, okay?
Wait, don't do that.
But the significance of the card. And you know what? And guys, if you're listening, if you've never done this, underline some words inside written in the card, okay? Because then she thinks you actually paid attention and you picked it out, okay?
And did you read it?
Trust me. Okay, I'm sorry.
So,
I'm not wrong. I am not wrong. I'm sorry. I'm wrong about a lot of things. I'm not wrong about that one.
Flowers, 37% of people plan. That one surprised me that it was only about a third of people plan to get flowers.
Yeah, flowers I thought would be way up.
An evening out, another third, 34%. Jewelry, 21%. Clothing, there's your underwear, George, 20%.
You see, because you can't, which, okay, George, did you ever buy anything for Jeannie, rest her soul, in clothing? Not underwear. I mean, dress or blouse or something.
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, but what would happen is I would buy something very expensive, very nice, would take it to her, and she would thank me profusely.
And then?
She loved it, and then she'd take it back and get six outfits for what I bought once.
Exactly. See? Did you ever bravely buy something for the lovely Mrs. Tormey in the way of apparel?
I mean, you know, and yes, at times.
Yeah.
It's you know, it's hit or miss. For the same reason, I mean, it's hard to get into that, you know.
Yeah. I did once with the previous administration. That's what we call the girlfriend before the previous administration.
Yeah.
And I got her a gift certificate to Fashion Bug.
Yeah.
And then we went and looked in Fashion Bug and there wasn't anything there. So I said, well, why don't you try over in Fashion Bug Plus?
Oh, are you suicidal?
I did not know. I did not know that plus meant plus sizes. I didn't, and that's why she's the previous administration.
Rick, you're an idiot.
I was.
Well, put the button bar. It's on the button bar.
I'm sorry. You're right. Speaking Hang on a second. Where is it? Wait for it.
Men are stupid.
Sorry.
So speaking of gift certificates, that's the last category people wanted to buy. 20% of people say, I'm going to get a gift card.
Well, that can be.
Which, I don't know. Like, suppose she wants to, you know, get a coffee in the morning. You know,
I
don't know what you get for a gift card.
Casual girlfriend, not your wife.
Your casual girlfriend, but not your wife. So let's understand, George, that you were getting some things for your girlfriends and some things for your wife at the same time.
No.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. How much are you spending on Valentine's Day and how much do you expect to be spent on you?
We actually are doing the same thing that the first caller said, and just going out and getting some good food. I used to go crazy and spend, you know, a couple hundred dollars on a piece of jewelry or something, but the best decision we ever made was just spending the time together.
Sweet. 1-800-966-1039. My wife and I made a decision a time ago to become debt-free before we hit 40. That includes house, vehicles, a doctorate, and then we can invest money for our future and our children. So on commercial holidays, we spend nothing on this Valentine's Day. No candy, no flowers, no special undergarments at all.
Speaking of debt, there's a stat on this. Man, now, most people say it's not worth going into credit card debt for. You know, use money that you have. However,
that being
of
said,
those who say they do think it's okay to go into a little debt to get a Valentine's Day gift, men are three times more likely than women to say that.
We're stupid. We're hang on.
Men are stupid.
See? Men are dumb.
Right there.
I mean, we have these. There were a lot of manufactured celebrations that we go through.
Holidays.
I always thought that Valentine's Day, though, was one I didn't. I've messed up through the years with my wife, and you know, and, But I did not mess up on Valentine's Day. I always thought that one.
You never said, why don't you go look in the plus size section?
No.
Come on. It was my mistake. And you know what?
My wife was like 110 pounds.
In hindsight, that was God trying to get me out of a relationship that I shouldn't have been in.
Okay.
Hang on, caller. Back to Paul.
Yeah, but you've never forgotten.
So despite men being three times more likely to want to go into debt, here's one. Almost 40% of men say couples should split the check when they go out for Valentine's Day.
Men
dinner.
Are stupid.
I'm just going to put it on repeat.
Men are stupid.
Over and over again.
Men are stupid.
Caller, hello, the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. How much money are you spending on Valentine's Day, and how much money do you expect to spend on you? Yeah, hi.
Well, the middle class is shrinking, so they're buying all their chocolate hearts at Walmart.
Nothing wrong with a chocolate heart at Walmart. This person writes, this person is seeking advice, apparently, from the three of us. We're the three wise men. I've got the myrrh. Is it wrong to buy my wife a brand new car for Valentine's Day, even though she needs one desperately?
No, I think the car would be a great Valentine's present.
You know, some young guys in my office around Christmas time were asking the question, is it wrong to get my wife an appliance for Christmas? And it was one of those things where you say, you know, to ask the question is to answer it. Sort of the same thing with a car. Like anything useful, you just rule that out, I think.
I accidentally bought a birthday card for Valentine's Day and gave it to my wife. She's never let me live it down. At least she lets you live, okay? I don't spend a dime. Being single is much easier.
I remember that we gave out Valentine's when in grammar school.
Oh, remember you bring in the cereal box, you design it, and then everyone puts your Valentine's.
Well,
Paper bags?
Yeah.
I can remember the girl I gave the Valentine to when... In the sixth grade.
Uh-huh. The cute redheaded girl?
Yeah, she, Lucy Rock. I remember her name.
Lucy Rock.
Lucy Rock.
It's a good name.
What is she today, a stripper?
I don't know. I've lost contact. I know that she punched me out.
She knocked me out.
She wasn't happy that I gave her a Valentine.
Suck it to, really?
Yeah. No, she was unhappy. But I was in sixth grade.
Well, that means they like you back then.
Well, the fact that I used to put her hair in the inkwell was probably...
Inkwell.
Mad. Inkwell, do you?
Wow.
Remember inkwells?
You didn't have the slate?
We had inkwells.
Doing your math homework on the shovel by the fireplace Abraham Lincoln?
She had braided hair, and she sat in a seat ahead of me, and I had an inkwell on my desk, and I thought it was fun to stick her hair in the inkwell.
Looking like Laura Ingalls Wilder in Walnut Grove. My boyfriend doesn't do Valentine's Day. He calls it a commercialized holiday. It used to bother me, but as I got older, I realized how unnecessary it is. Time is more important than gifts.
Well, along that note, here's another stat. 86% of people, this is encouraging,
okay,
say love is more important than money. I don't know about the other 14% where their heads are at.
Yeah.
But
go ahead and don't give her anything until you love her.
Love is
find
more
out,
important
find
than money.
Find out how that works.
George is so cynical.
This person writes to us, I just give her a kiss and tell her every day is Valentine's Day with her. By the way, she is a Jehovah's Witness, and they don't recognize Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Well, I guess that works.
Good for you. You chose wisely, or she chose use wisely, I guess.
I guess it works for them. Good for them.
Right. Any other statistics, anything else to share from your research into—
So despite people saying love is more important than money, almost 40% of people say they will not date someone with bad credit.
That's just smart.
Yeah.
You know, women are twice as likely as men to say that. Men apparently, they'll just, they'll cast the net wide, I guess.
We are spending Valentine's with the wife's ex and his new family at the Magic Kingdom with our mutual friends. Hang on a second. Am I reading this right?
Hi.
We are spending Valentine's Day with my wife's ex and her new family. And his new family at the Magic Kingdom with our mutual friends, 15 of us in our newly combined family. And it will be a Valentine's we never forget. He's going to the happiest place on earth with his ex and her new family.
You know, it does happen sometimes, but it is very difficult to have a bad time at the happiest place on earth, in my experience.
With love advice of the financial kind, Paul Tormey on loan from Bangor Savings Bank, where they say,
you matter more.
And we've got to get online.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. To Bangor.com/CMM. That stands for Community Matters More. This is where all of our folks out in the community get to go on and identify deserving nonprofits to receive some largesse and they do great work, all these nonprofits, mm-hmm. helping people, helping animals, helping our communities. So please get on and vote. Bangor.com/CMM.
Is it Chicago-style voting? Voters get online every... as soon as you can and vote as much as you
want. I'm just going to say visit Bangor.com/CMM.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.